Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 12th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. Apple released its first AR experience for Apple TV Plus, For All Mankind, Time Capsule, available in the U.S. now with more regions to follow. The app lets users interact with virtual objects set in the real world and includes exclusive experiences for LiDAR-equipped iPad Pro, iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. In a follow-up to the hack on a Florida water treatment plant, a cybersecurity advisory from Massachusetts now says the SCADA control system were accessed by TeamViewer, where all the connected computers shared the same password and had no firewall protection installed, so any current or former employee could adjust the entire town's water supply from anywhere. According to the Wall Street Journal, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri said the plant stopped using TeamViewer 6 months ago, but left it installed. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. Defense Department and Intel found servers using Supermicro motherboards were sending network data to Chinese servers in 2010 and 2014, respectively, with the FBI launching a probe in 2012. This follows a 2018 Bloomberg feature, which alleged that chips were inserted into Supermicro boards for malicious purposes that were then used by Amazon and Apple. However, Amazon, Apple, the NSA, and Homeland Security all denied the story, and a third-party investigation by Supermicro found no supporting evidence. As part of its Q1 earnings, Disney disclosed Disney Plus surpassed 94.9 million subscribers, surpassing its launch goal of 60 to 90 million subscribers by 2024. Disney now expects Disney Plus will have 230 to 260 million subscribers by 2024. The analysts at Sensor Tower report that spending on the top 100 non-game subscription-based apps increased 34% of the year in 2020 to $13 billion, accounting for about 11.7% of all in-app purchases. Apple's App Store subscription spending increased 32% to $10.3 billion, while the Play Store grew 42% to $2.7 billion. The analysts at NPD Group found that the Nintendo Switch sold the most console units in January, the most for the month since the Nintendo Wii in 2010. However, the PS5 had the highest dollar sales in the month, breaking the previous record set by the Nintendo Wii in 2009. Facebook said it's limiting the reach of content posted by the Myanmar military, enforcing its policy on repeat misinformation offenders. The company also suspended Myanmar government agencies' ability to ask Facebook for content removal through channels reserved for authorities. Google updated Google Photos on Android to now offer Google One subscribers access to machine learning-powered editing tools previously available only to Pixel device owners. Google also said iOS and Android Google Photos apps will get more feature parity in the coming months, with the iOS version getting an updated photo editor and Android getting a revamped video editor. The VideoLAN Foundation announced a version 4.0 of its popular VLC media player will arrive in the next few months, with a redesigned UI featuring modernized icons and transparent interface elements. The developers are also working on a version to run inside a web page using WebAssembly and supporting extensions to offer third-party videos from online sources. Microsoft reported that the number of malicious web shells installed on web servers doubled since August 2020, with the company detecting roughly 140,000 web shells per month. The company recommends organizations patch public-facing systems, extend antivirus protections to servers rather than just endpoints, and segment networks to limit the damage a web shell can do. And finally, NVIDIA confirmed that it's supplying RTX 2060 and GTX 1050 Ti graphics cards to its board partners to meet the market demand from the ongoing chip shortage. The RTX 2060 was first released in January 2019, while the GTX 1050 Ti launched in 2016, although NVIDIA notes neither has reached end-of-life status. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.